day, and as we all know by now, this means a new edition of Full Stack HR. Today I'm in Paris, and tomorrow I'll be attending Unleash World. I'll try to summarize my experience in an update, so stay tuned for a bonus newsletter this week. An amazing thing. And of course, as always, you're listening to this on your podcast player, so this is obviously the read version of the article from Full Stack HR. So if you want to read the full article at Full Stack HR, well, then you need to head over to Full Stack HR, obviously. But here we are. If you like to listen to stuff, this is where you listen. If you'd like to read, head over to fullstackhr.io. Today, we're moving away from last week's future-looking post, and we're going to talk about the increasing movement around HR being deemed a business enabler. Or at least, I'll share my view on that. As always, you are more than welcome to disagree with my ideas. I even encourage you to question everything I write, and speak now then. I've said this in the past, but it's worth repeating. My aim with Full Stack HR is not to be 110% right, nor to present stuff like it's the only way to do things. Instead, I aim to spark a new thought, a discussion, or a fierce debate. I profoundly believe that we move society forward through conversation and idea exchanges. And I think we, as HR, fall short here. We need to discuss more. Sparking these discussions, that's my aim with Full Stack HR. And I hope that we will all get better by doing so. That said, let's get to it. Why does HR exist? It's perhaps a silly question to ask in a newsletter solely dedicated to HR, but it's not a bad question to ask yourself from time to time. I ask because I still think that we, and that's HR, are doing HR stuff for the sake of doing it. We create processes and policies based on what's working for us. We create complex performance management processes that require tons of input so we can aggregate data and showcase it to management. Look at what we built and all the insights and beautiful stuff we can show. Then we tend to forget that managers then just rate people in our beautiful systems but ignore having meaningful and impactful conversations with the people they just rated. Will it really make a difference if we put a person in this box or that box on a line grid? Not if the manager isn't having a meaningful conversation with the employee. During all my years in HR, I've never ever heard an employee say, "I thought of quitting, but I stayed because of your magical performance management process is so nice." Still, we focus a lot of our efforts on building and fine-tuning these processes and policies. And don't get me wrong here, they can be of great use, but we must constantly remind ourselves why we are building these processes. My answer to that is that we need our processes to make the business faster, better, and stronger. Much like the song. We need to be business enablers. We enable the business. We help the business achieve what it sets out to achieve. And I also touched upon this in the People Strategy article. So it's not news to you if you read that one, but we often forget this. And sometimes we forget that we ultimately support the business. Sometimes we blame the business for wanting to move too fast or not following our processes. And if that happens frequently, we should always ask ourselves, do we have the right processes? Sometimes we do, and then we can communicate back to the organization that we have this process of X and Y. But in my experience, even with those managers, what it comes down to is that we've done a poor job communicating with that manager, or that we've done a poor job in educating that manager or promoting that manager at all in some rare instances. But in most instances, it's that managers have identified a need within their businesses, and we haven't been able to meet that need in due time. Perhaps we've done a poor job of just explaining on why we have a certain process and they don't understand that and they don't follow it because they don't see the bigger picture, hence we need to explain the bigger picture. And sometimes we can and should look at ourselves in the mirror and acknowledge that our process or procedure might be outdated and not enable the business. And yes, I know that there are managers that never follow processes. We all know them, right? Hence, they take a shortcut and ignore the process. And it falls back on us then to explain the process, educate and inspire. I know it sounds amazing, but you can actually inspire people to use a process and follow a policy if you do it the right way. And if you want someone to do something, you have to consider their perspective and explain what's in it for them, involve them. And in my view, this is where we go wrong. Most of the times we build stuff for us, HR, and we ignore involving the business in doing so. And we should never do that. We should build stuff for the business, not for us. We should be business enablers. So do you agree with this perspective or not? Let me know in the comments or shoot me an email. johannes@fullstackhr.io. I'm always happy for the emails. And I know I have one email that I haven't responded to yet. I will answer you, Michael. I promise. You're a awesome Full Stack HR reader. That's it for this week. And now I'm off for the Eiffel Tower. Au revoir, as they say here, I believe. My French is not that good. But yeah, see you in the next one.